It is Tuesday evening, and this is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thank you for joining us. On today's program, Lansing's Emergent BioSolutions has plans for a major build-out on its 12-acre campus on the city's north side. We'll get the details later in the hour. And tempers flaring between Republicans and Democrats at the Capitol today. We'll be joined by a lawmaker in the middle of the debate to find out more. But first, we are now just about a half hour away from what may be an historic Ingham County Board of Commissioners meeting this evening. Our own Rich Hurl will be there, as commissioners may very well vote to eliminate the County Road Commission. To find out how certain the outcome may be, I'm joined by a major proponent of the Road Commission Board's elimination, Ingham County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti. Vince, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Mike.
You know, I know this is a major focus of county commissioners and of road commission employees, but do you think the general public really views this as a major issue and an action that necessarily needs to be taken?
I think the public that's affected by it, that's involved from the standpoint of decision making and understand the townships out there understand this, and obviously the general public only knows from traveling roads, and so they don't see what's happening internally. But there is problems internally, so I think if you separate the general public, Jane and Joe average, so to speak, doesn't see this, but I know many people I've talked to that normally aren't involved with political type information or problems have heard enough and they're fed up with hearing about it.
Now, we do have a new road commission chair that was just appointed in January. Why are you not giving him more time to see how the board functions under new leadership rather than taking this action right away?
It's beyond that. Or it's well beyond. It's not whether it's person A or person B. There's been problems with the road commission for quite some time. So it's not only one person issue. There was a one person issue the past year and a half or so. But the thing is that is evolved into this type of problem. There's a problem at the Board of Commissioners in the way appointments are made. And it's not based on, for example, at the road commission. Don't you think we should have some people on there that actually understand building roads and snow plowing and equipment and everything? And we really don't have that culture, that type of person. We tend to appoint, close friends and people that we're associated with, and that's not the way to run this. And this is a real serious issue over there.
But isn't it the county commissioners themselves who are doing the appointments? Aren't you, as the Board of Commissioners, responsible for that?
Correct. That's exactly the problem. You've hit it right on the head, is that it's our level that has appointed these people over the years, and that's how it's done statewide, where there are appointed boards. And not every county has appointed boards. People think it's that way, and it's been that way for many counties for a long, long time. There's counties out there that actually have set up exactly the way what we're planning on doing, is saying, let's run this as a department of the county like everything else in the county.
Now, wasn't a part of the purpose of establishing these road commission boards was to make sure that resources are allocated in an equal manner throughout a county without bias towards one area over the other?
I would say that was the original intent. And if you looked at it, the counties were originally made up by something called Board of Supervisors. So you primarily had a mix of people there, especially, let's look at it, today at, the year 2012, if you go back in time, the Board of Supervisors, for the most part, were these township areas, the farming areas, the older rural areas. If you look at our makeup of that, road commission, there's no real voice on there for those people at all. The people actually that are appointed that will help control and oversee that situation, they don't have a real, say-so. One of the commissioners is involved in the township I'm at, that I live in. And so, we have, in my case, we have someone that is, representative. But these people don't have any more idea of running roads than anybody else.
Is there nothing at all positive that you can say about the Ingham County Road Commission?
Oh, that's a blanket statement. No, I wouldn't say. I would say of the commission itself, not the crew, not the management. That's not what we're affected. We're talking about a very, to use this word that's been used before, a very dysfunctional board over there, the road commission operation. And no, that is a very bad problem over there. There's been a lot of meddling that a lot of us have been accused of. And what's happening is the Board of Commissioners have not taken upon themselves until recently to basically say, oh, what we should do is give them another chance. Well, where were these same commissioners 6 months to a year ago when they kept saying, no, hands off, don't do anything, stay out of it, stay out of it? Now they want to put their finger right into it and say, let's give them a chance.
Wasn't that under different leadership under Shirley Rogers?
It's irrelevant. That is irrelevant. And yes, you're correct on that. But the point is, it is the same cancer that's there. So it's not only that one person, because here's the fact. Under that leader that was there, you know, 6 months, 3 months, you know, last year, why didn't the Board of Commission, you know, that I sit on take a stand at that point? And what's happening right now, Mike, is that because they're back in the corner, they basically are fighting survival, that a few of the commissioners are starting to say, well, geez, you know, maybe we should backpedal and give them an extra chance.
Well, if the Road Commission Board doesn't feel that it can help, what do you think their motive is in trying to remain in place?
The motive? They get paid.
I'm talking to Ingham County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti. We're talking about tonight's pending vote on eliminating the Ingham County Road Commission Board. So what is going to replace the board exactly?
What we're looking at is fashioning it that the people in what's called the service area. And the service area are the out-county areas that have the road commission, the Ingham County Road Commission at this point, that do our roads that are in Delhi or Aurelius Township or wherever the townships are, to have people that come from those areas through their elected people.
Is there a clear structure on how this would work?
No, that, it's roughly, because we don't know the count at this point. We're going to have a meeting sometime in the next 5 to 8 days or so. So they'd fashion this to, basically the intent is that way. And maybe it's a rotating basis or something, but the intent is to make sure that that they send the people to us. We, the Board of Commissioner, keep our fingers out of it, and we don't pick these people to be on there.
Part of the issue was the direction that the Road Commission Board was moving in terms of hiring policies. I mean, how are those kinds of issues going to be handled now?
By HR director through the chain of command, which should have been done, it should have not, and that's what started to generate all this. You had board members at the Road Commission, literally, or member, let's say member or members, literally reaching down and telling those people, you know, the managing director over there, who they will fire, who they will hire. That is not the job of the people overseeing the big operation. That's what caused it.
Well, hasn't the Road Commission, though, the board insisted that that, in fact, is the issue, that there is no HR manager now there, and that's something they absolutely need to have resolved all these ongoing issues?
They would have never done it. Like, they would have never done this, and the proof is they did not do it until December, middle of December, when the Board of Commissioners took a vote 15-1 to basically say, we are going to disassemble this. This road commission, these overseers, will no longer be here. We're going to eliminate that board. They would not make that move, and they had right up until that deadline to do it. After we did this, and after the state passed a law giving us the power to eliminate that, only after that did a couple of the road commissioners start showing up at our meetings at the Board of Commission, you know, our level, as well as union representatives, which never showed up to help their union rank and file during this past year and a half when all these guys were screaming for help all the time.
In terms of replacement, though, these township representatives that will form, I guess, the replacement for the Road Commission Board, will the county commissioners have any control over who's involved there?
Only from the standpoint of saying, Delhi Township, you've got, let's say Delhi Township has one seat. You send somebody, but beyond that, it's not us, up to us.
So the vote itself, anything that can stop it from actually happening tonight?
Well, yeah, I mean, if they come in there and offer, you know, more amendments. We've been hearing amendments now for about a week or so coming out of the woodwork, but in county services and in finance, one or two amendments came up, and both times they got shot down. The majority on both those subcommittees said, no, we're moving forward. So both of those subcommittees have said, no, we are moving forward to Tuesday, and we are going to take a vote.
And
I'm sure tonight something else will happen.
When the vote does occur, do you expect it to be the same 15-1
No. That's the one thing I'm sure of. I know it's not.
Do you think the county commissioners are ready to vote to eliminate the road commission board right now?
Yeah, in my opinion, it will pass. Now, how close, I don't know, because I do know there's a few of them that have changed. Keep in mind, Michael, this is an election year, and a few of these people are running for other offices, and I know some of these people have talked to me privately. There's been a lot of pressure put by people that have been backers in the past to say, change your vote from what you did in December. And that's a lot. That's what's behind this right now.
One last thing. Are you concerned about any unforeseen consequences? Is there any example that you have of this kind of action being taken?
I don't know what they would be, but I agree. Yes, there will be unforeseen consequences. You know that in your life and in your job and your career. Anytime you make a decision, you know, I really believe that, you know, something will come up. And when you look at this, I look at this as that change does have unintended consequences when it's not planned and it's only a tagline. This is neither. I mean, there is a plan in place. You know, everything's basically ready to go, except the last piece is how to, you know, how many people and which townships, leave it up to them at that point.
Ingham County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti, tonight's board meeting may involve the vote to eliminate the Ingham County Road Commission. Thank you very much for joining
us
this
Mike.
Evening.
Appreciate it.
And please send us some feedback. Our email address, ccrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. We're coming right back. This is 1320 WILS.